I'm just going to read Psalm 28:11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So tonight I loose where there's any weakness at all in anyone on this Zoom tonight, I lose strength right now. If you have any weak areas right now, you just begin to welcome the strength of the Lord into your body right now. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Any area where the enemy has tried to torment and cause disruption in the peace that God has ordained for you to walk and live in, right now, I say get out of the way. I invite peace to come into your spirit, man, like never before. Peace to come into your atmosphere, in your home, in your business, in your body, in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you and praise you for the strength and peace that you have promised your people in Jesus' name. Someone else.
Yes.
The Lord showed me something that looked like a stick just hanging down, and I heard the words dangling participle. And the Lord said, let your speech be clear without any extraneous words. He said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Let your conversation be such that people can understand. Let it be a simple, concise message. And he said, when you hear a prayer in tongues and you hear the interpretation is presented just in clear, plain words that you can understand without unnecessary verbiage. And so that's the message. And he said, above all, make sure that the words that you speak are words of truth.
Amen. Someone else. I don't know if you're saying something, and you have to unmute yourself.
I can go if somebody else isn't trying.
Go ahead.
So I pretty quickly saw what looked like a white petunia. I don't know if it's because I've been gardening, but anyway, and it looked like a funnel, and I looked into it, and it looked like, it reminded me of some TV show or movie when I was a kid, of diving into somebody's veins and getting into the circulatory system of somebody. And I'm going, okay. Anyway, asking what's going on, and I just sort of kept praying, and I kept going deeper and deeper in, and I ran into, it was a circulatory system, and there were branches going out here and there and things flowing around, and I said, what are we doing, Lord? And he says, it's John and Cheryl are making connections and building a new circulatory system for the 13 colonies, the U.S. and beyond.
We'll just decree that and declare it and turn it into some kind of prayer. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Lord, I declare and decree that this group led by Cheryl and John, we are making new connections, and we're building the new circulatory system that this country needs, starting first with the 13 colonies to the states, and that will affect the entire world as we are faithful to everything that was just prayed by Carol, and that we will stick to what we're supposed to do. I bless this project that they're on and everything that you've called us to. And thank you, Lord, that you are leading us in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. And I just want to say, this is not a hierarchical thing. This is we're coming alongside each one of you in your respective territories. You have authority in your territory that we come alongside. We don't come in and tell people what to do and how to do it, and that we're the Pope or the Kingpin. We are co-laboring with you. And if there's one thing I've had difficulty with leaders in the past 40, 50 years, is them learning how to co-labor with people and not be the boss. And so this is not a hierarchy. This is a council of people that have input, and we're formatting what God is saying, and we all have a piece. Your piece is just as important as my piece and anybody else's piece. So don't hold on to your piece or hide it. Amen. Go ahead. Someone else.
Amen.
Go ahead. I don't know who that is, but they're having trouble. Go ahead. Someone else. We can't hear you, NSAPA, whoever you are.
Oh, that's Linda. I'm sorry. I had surgery a couple of days ago, and I'm in the bed. I don't look the greatest.
Okay.
I went on my iPad, so that's my picture. Next week or next time, I'll show my face. I'm sorry.
All right.
Fine.
Go ahead. Were you saying something?
No, I keep thinking about, I just heard, you know, Dutch's message and Gina, whatever, Goldston, about North Carolina and the field of woods, the fields of wood where that revival took place, and thinking about, you know, New England and being from there and asking, Lord, how is this connected and how is this related? I mean, I'm here in North Carolina. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I sense that there's some major connection. And so I don't know. Can I just pray into that?
Yes, please do.
So Father, I'm so grateful to you for how you're winding and connecting and aligning us. And it's like you're pulling this golden thread through each one of us, through our states, through our region, through our areas. Lord, I know even as Dutch shared Gina's dreams and vision about the revive all, that you do want to revive all of us and bring that mantle to cover each one of us. I just love that dream and that vision, Lord, about the mantle that was so heavy. But Lord, I know that each of us in the 13 colonies carry this for such a time as this. And Lord, we thank you that this mantle, teach us how to use it better, how to bring it throughout our regions and our states and our cities, how to bring it to the people that they can pick up on the anointing and they will be healed and revived and restored. Lord, this New England and connection where the Great Awakenings took place, Lord, we just say, would you stir that up on all of us again? We know,
yes,
that
Lord,
this is the season and this is the time. We thank you for the keys that we have been given. And Lord, would you reveal to us the keys that you've given us that we're not even sure what they're for or how they're to unlock what you have for us to unlock. But we're grateful, Lord, and as we gather together, you will show us more and more. And so I just say in the name of Jesus that we will all arise, that we will be revived, we will be healed and well in this revival. We will carry it to the four corners of the U.S. and beyond. But Lord, I'm just so grateful for giving us clarity and new revelation. And we just speak blessing and power and abundance and clear vision over each one in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Go
ahead. Someone else.
Okay.
Go ahead, Marcia.
As we were praying in the spirit, what I saw, I had such a strong sense of the corporate anointing. What I saw was a very heavy, thick door, but I saw one person pushing against that door. And what I felt in my spirit, what the Lord said, this is the corporate body pushing against that door. And the Lord is saying, there's one last push. Continue to push, and there's a thrust that's going to go forth. And thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing. Lord, we thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We thank you for the corporate anointing. We thank you, it's anointing that breaks every yoke. And we decree and declare, we push that door. We push
it
forth. And we thank you for the thrust in the spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the victory, we have the victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Someone else.
Lynn would like to say something.
Go ahead.
As we were praying, I became acutely aware that we're just 3 days into approaching Pentecost. and this sense of this, the great cloud of witnesses that have been praying during these 10 days leading up to Pentecost regularly, and that we're not, almost like the sense that we're joining a synergy of the ages in our prayers right now. And periodically then I was aware that burdens are being laid down, that even in tongues that we don't know what they are, before the throne of God, and God says, I'm taking them, I've got this one, this is bigger than you, and thank you for taking those burdens, but now lay them down for me to take care of. And so Lord, I thank you that as we approach Pentecost and all the initiatives of different groups that have been praying for these 10 days leading up to Pentecost, that there's a concert of prayer that's being lifted up for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. And I heard the Lord say, significant, peculiar Pentecost. And so whatever that is to look like, Lord, we thank you that you knew we needed a huge outpouring of your Holy Spirit and that you're going to do it again. And we just say, let it be, Lord, as according to your will and purposes. And we lay all the burdens at your feet. Because you are God and there is no other, and you're awesome, and you have all power and authority in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
John,
I'd like to
add to what Lynn was saying. As we were praying in tongues, my mind went to the upper room. And at this time, it was about day 6 or day 7 in the upper room. All they knew, the disciples knew, the 120, was to tarry in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. Just in 3 days or 4 days, the Holy Spirit outpouring would take place. But they had no idea what was going to take place. But yet there was an expectancy of, for what? They don't know, other than it was the promise of the Father. And they had a hint, they had a hint that it was going to be the Holy Spirit, but they didn't know exactly. And I know that Chuck recently talked about having an expectancy on Pentecost. And so my prayer is that we are just rounding Pentecost, that we would have an expectancy for what we don't know, but that we would have, just like those 120 in the upper room just before that day of Pentecost, that they would have an expectancy for whatever God was going to give them. So Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you would give us an expectancy and an openness to receive whatever you have for us. Lord, we have some idea because of past outpourings of the Spirit. Lord. But Lord, we don't want to corner you, and we don't want to just limit you to what we expect. Help us to have an air of expectancy for the unexpected, for whatever you want to do, in the mighty name of Jesus.
And I want to piggyback off of that. I'm looking at this screen, and I bet you there's 2,000 years of walking with the Lord on this screen right now. And I have been asking Holy Spirit to give me faith to walk by faith. I want to walk by faith like I never had before, to believe things bigger than I ever did before. And I can't do that with this, just this alone. I have to be like, just like you said, they didn't know what was coming. They just knew the Lord said, something's coming, go and wait for it. I don't know what's happening totally in the 13 colonies, but I know God has prophetically spoke this into being, and we are walking in it. And so I just release a new measure of faith to you right now to walk by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, I decree and declare that all the experiences we've had in these 2,000 years of Christianity represented on this screen will be nothing compared to what we see in the next couple of years as we corporately walk by faith. And I had a clear picture the other day of the enemy's camp. And I know I come from a sports background sometimes, and that's how the Lord speaks to me. But I saw his football team. And he had big linemen. He had big linebackers. And he had fast defensive backs. And then I went to the offensive side, and there was the Christians. But the whole team was quarterbacks. Now, how do you think they made out with that team? With no linemen, with no receivers, just all quarterbacks calling plays. And see, that's why this council is so critical. We need the input from each one of you, because they have a coordinated defense against what we're trying to do. And so we're to open holes for each other in prayer, in intercession, in decrees, in declarations, so that we can move forward and win. And that's really what I want to win for the kingdom of God.
That's good. Amen.
Someone else.
I want to piggyback off Sig too. When he said expectancy, I saw it was kind of a combination of a roller coaster and a David slingshot. It's like something just came winging around a corner and just took off. And I thought, okay, Lord, so we just call forth your acceleration.
Amen.
Of whatever it is, we want to expect you to do your thing, and we want to be able to recognize it and go with it in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
We don't want to. We will.
Go ahead, Rich.
Okay. I saw two things. I saw popcorn and I saw a cork. And as I was meditating on it, I believe what God is showing us is that he is getting ready to do something. And with anticipation, just like we do when we get popcorn, to sit in front of the TV to watch a great show, God is preparing to do something. And we're anticipating and preparing for it with popcorn, because we are going to enjoy the show.
Amen.
It's about ready to pop. And the cork, I believe he says, represents this. The term or idiom says, put a cork in it. We protect it by not complaining. We protect what God's getting ready to do by not complaining. But I just feel it. It's almost like the 4th of July. Something big is getting ready. God is getting ready to do something big. And we just need to get our popcorn, pull up our seat, and get in front of it and watch what God does.
Richard, that's so hysterical for me, because yesterday I had a large popcorn and I watched the movie Top Gun with Maverick with Marty and her husband. And
wow.
And they all, what he concentrated on the mission they had was not the skills and the technology that they were needed to defeat the enemy. It was that they became a team. And so I loose that ability right now to recognize your teammates, to recognize your tribe, and to put that as a priority in your life, to be aligned with people like-minded who want to move forward into the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. That's awesome. Someone else.
Well, I want to say about the popcorn.
Roxy, you're next.
I want to say about the popcorn, when there's an expectation for that kernel to become something under the pressure of the heat. You know, it's a little hard kernel, but boom, it pops in a second. I feel also that goes along with what Sig was saying, Richard. And the same thing is about a cork in a champagne bottle. You know, you just touch that cork and it goes pop. You know, there's a pop, there's an instantaneous shift in both of those things that happen. And so I decree today, Lord, that we would be in the position, Lord, to receive every benefit of that instantaneous shifting that's getting ready to happen in Jesus' mighty name.
I can feel it. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Roxy. And then Sharon,
okay.
You're next.
Yeah, this happened actually when we, after the tongues and everybody started sharing. I hadn't had anything during the tongues, but then as everybody was sharing, it came. I had a picture of a stick shift, like a standard car stick shift. And the stick shift, a hand came over, and it was just a standard, like, four gear in reverse. And a hand came on it. And when the hand came on the stick shift, it ended up this, like, and I knew how many, I didn't count them in what I was seeing, but it was 24 gears, shifts, 24.
Wow.
And the movement of this vehicle, because then I saw this vehicle, it started out and I knew it had moved, it was moving like a sports car, had the accuracy of a sports car, and it knew, and the moves were very quick, but the vehicle looked like an 18-wheeler, but it had the maneuverability of a sports car. And I think it was a little bit of, John, like what you were saying, of the expectation and faith. And I really feel like the Lord said he's about to do some unusual things with this vehicle. I'm going to say the 13 colony is like a vehicle in the hands of the Lord. And he is taking it where he wants to go. And it's going to have such maneuverability that the enemy isn't going to be able to understand how God is moving in this group of people, because it's unusual. It's the accuracy of a sports car, but the size of something much larger than that. So it's like about a movement that's about ready to happen. It's, I believe it's, yeah, the power, like Rich just said, it's like the power of the 18-wheeler. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just receive this new, unusual anointing that you're putting on this group of people here and beyond. And we say that we are willing to go and be moved by your hand, Lord, in the direction and the changing and the ability to move suddenly with short notice and short, without even having to think about it, that we're just going to be moving in the spirit to a degree where the enemy is going to be taken by surprise.
Amen.
I have to say this, because this movie we went to yesterday, Top Gun Maverick, several times in the movie, you saw his hand on the throttle of the plane. He was in different planes, and he would always push it beyond what he was supposed to push it. He was supposed to get up to Mach 10, and he went past Mach 10. Then he was in this old-time jet, an F-14 fighter, and he pushed it beyond what it was supposed to go. And the afterburners came on, everything you all are saying. And it's just amazing.
This is the first movie we've gone to in 4 years.
But it was so prophetic, because they mocked him. Because he wasn't an admiral. He had never gone higher in rank than captain. And when the admiral said that to him to try to discourage him from the unique gifting that he had to take things further than they were ever supposed to go, he looked at the man and he said to him, "It's because this is where I belong. This is my job." And, you know, he was, he knew where he belonged and how he was to be used to take people further. And so, Lord, I decree over all of us, first of all, I break off that Christianity thing of ladder climbing and becoming famous and all of that disgusting stuff that makes everybody feel they're not who they need to be in Christ, belittling their gifts, belittling their purposes. I break that off right now in the name of Jesus. And I say everyone in these 13 colonies will know who they are and where they belong and what they are called to do. And they will Amen. Do it with a spirit of excellence by the Spirit of God, and move beyond and take others with them beyond where the line says they can go. Lord, we loose that today. We loose that miraculous
Thank you, Lord.
Beyond faith in every one of us. I break off restrictions. I break off religion. And I say, get off of these 13 colonies. Let Woo. The movement begin.
Go ahead, Sharon.
While we were speaking in tongues, this verse kept coming up in my spirit. So don't lose your bold, courageous faith, for you are destined for a great reward. You need the strength of endurance to reveal the poetry of God's will, and then you will receive the promise in full. Hebrews 10:35 and 36.
Lord, I thank you that you're breaking down plywood structures.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you that Charleston has a dividing anointing, and you will teach us what that is. And you will use John and Cheryl mightily there to bring that forth. And one other thing, today when I was just randomly reading the news, I read about a museum opening in Charleston after 20 years of preparation.
Wow.
And it's the African American Museum. And even today, when they were supposed to announce its opening this summer, they've again put it off until January of 23. But this has been 20 years for this actual museum to open. It looks like it's on the water. It's the artist in me loved the building. It's very modern and very sleek looking, but this has been a 20-year. Charleston, Chuck said, had a dividing anointing. Lord, teach us what that is. And he said, America needs it. So Father, I call it in. I call it in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
John, I just want to thank Sharon for that. I looked that verse up, and the next verse begins, for soon and very soon.
Amen. Go ahead. Who said John? Somebody. Victoria?
No.
Okay. Go ahead. Someone else.
It was Ginger.
Ginger. Go ahead, Ginger.
When Richard was talking about the popcorn, I heard the word explode.
Yeah. And
if you think about a kernel of popcorn, it explodes.
Yeah.
And I believe that God is about to explode on the scene, and he's about to take things that look one way, and they're going to explode and have a whole new look after they explode. So, Father, we just release that in the name of Jesus. Come and explode on the scene, Holy Spirit, and explode in us and change us into what you want us to be, in Jesus' name.
And Holy Spirit, we give you permission right now to turn up the heat. Turn up the heat and shake things up that need to be shaken. Just like they shake that pan. Lord, in Jesus' name, we say turn up the heat. And what needs to pop in us, let it pop in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Rich.
Go ahead,
Carol, then Richard.
I just wanted to comment on what Rich said. It reminded me of one of the words that the Lord had given me that I put in the book that I recently wrote. It was, pop the cork and let the new wine flow. That was the main idea of the word. So I just wanted to put that in there because I was reminded of it. Amen. Lord, let the new wine flow throughout the 13 colonies. And Lord, let us be inebriated in the wonder of who you are and give you all the glory.
Go ahead, Richard. Thank you.
Something else came to me about popcorn. I remember seeing a special and how it works. There is a certain amount of moisture within every kernel.
Yeah.
And it's the heat on it that causes it to explode. Yeah. And that moisture is water, which is Holy Spirit. So when the heat turns up, Holy Spirit is going to explode on the scene.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name,
thank you,
I decree it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Deborah.
John, something.
Deborah, then Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Okay. Because I feel like there's just, I keep hearing power.
She froze.
You froze, Kristen. Okay, she'll come back. Go ahead, Deborah. You're frozen, Kristen.
So when we were praying in tongues, and this is a slightly different direction, but not really. So the past two or three days, I've been in two or three different states, and I've seen a robin, and literally the robin would sit there and look at me. And when I was praying, when we were praying in tongues, I saw this robin again. And like I said, I saw different ones in two or three different states. So when I saw the robin during our prayer, I looked up the meaning of a robin. And I'm going to declare that because there's six states that have the robin as their state bird. Three of them are in the 13 colonies, and that is Virginia, Connecticut, and North Carolina. So I feel like I was supposed to declare though that meaning over those states. And the second part is, we were talking about something happening, and I think I told you and Cheryl, but starting on the 1st of June through June 5th, there are 400 Koreans in the United States going to various cities and having prayer meetings where they're just praying over the United States to see it shift. Amen. And I know there's 10 of them coming to Georgia.
Thank you, Lord.
That are praying, and they've been praying since the 1st, and on the 5th, on Pentecost, they're going to be having a meeting that Sunday night. I'm going to go to it. So I just want to decree over the Robin thing, and also decree that that God releases what he's going to do also through their prayers and honor them and their coming to us to pray for God to move. So, Lord, I decree and declare that the new beginnings and new growth over Virginia, Connecticut, and North Carolina would begin to move in a mighty, powerful way. Lord, I pray that they would become a shining fame for you, that they would move in a victorious spirit under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would move in these states as you never have before.
Yes,
no matter where they are in the moment, Lord, I pray you are releasing your spirit in these three states in a mighty, powerful way. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that these 400 Koreans in whatever states they're going to and in whatever cities they're going to, that you are moving with them in a powerful way, that their faithfulness and their care to come back and pray for the nation that supported them, not only in prayer and missionaries, but also in the military. Lord, I pray that you would honor them and bless them and honor their prayers in this nation, that we would see our nation shift in these 5 days. I know we're all sensing it. I've had an excitement in the spirit, but Lord, only you can do what you can do. So Lord, I decree that nothing, not one prayer will fall to the ground unblessed. And we decree it goes out throughout the colonies in Jesus' name and redeeming all that has been fought for, all that has been lost. Lord, we say, come, you're coming back alive and in a greater way in Jesus'
Thank
name.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
When you were talking about the team and how they were all quarterbacks, I was thinking that the 13 colonies are like the Pro Bowl. It's where all these players are coming from different teams. We're all on our individual team in our state, but we're all coming to this together to play the big game. And the big game is to see the fruits of our labors, right? So I'm super encouraged by this tonight because I started out by myself here in Delaware, and now there are 9 other people that we're meeting together on a weekly basis to pray.
Amen.
And to try to determine what it is that God wants us to do. And I'm excited to be a part of a growing community.
Amen.
So thank you, Father. We pray and declare that your plans and purposes will come to fruition. Lord of God, I thank you for all the members of this team, Father, the teams in each individual state, and the Pro Bowl of the 13 colonies, Father God, because we know that we will win. We already have the victory, and we just give a shout of praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to partner on Deborah's statement about the Korean prayer teams that are here. 400, I didn't know that. When we were in Mongolia, I had dinner with a pastor and his wife, and they were two of four Christians in the 80s in Mongolia. There was only four. And when we were there, there were 40,000. And I said to him, what happened to shift this from, and they only have 2 million people total, so that's a big chunk. And I don't know how many is there now. There's a lot more. But he said, Korean prayer teams came and went into the high places. They didn't hold meetings. They didn't take offerings. They didn't sell tapes. They didn't do any of that. They went to the mountains and had prayer and broke down the powers and principalities that were over their nation, and then people started getting saved. So Lord, I just declare right now, we welcome the Korean prayer teams into the 13 colonies, into the United States. We welcome that breakthrough anointing that you've put on those prayer people, even in Prayer Mountain, Lord, and we say, let their prayers have an effect in our country, let it have an effect in the 13 colonies, and let it be tangible, that we would see it, taste it, and smell it in Jesus' name. Someone else.
When I first started in prayer, I saw a white light shining, a white light, like a rocket of light shooting across the sky, almost like a star that would just, but it was a white and shot across the sky. And when you were talking about the Koreans coming, it's, you know, to me, it's a fresh breath of Holy Spirit coming in. It's coming to,
amen,
help us. You know, it's coming to refresh us. You know, we've been weary and we've been trying to fight a battle, but it's the Lord's battle. And Lord, I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you would come and restore the body of Christ here in this country, Lord. When you said the quarterbacks, what came to mind was in my beehives, when the queen bee is not there and drones, just the whole hive becomes drones. And even though they're still alive, but they're all doing the same thing, and there's there's not a thriving, healthy hive. And it's the body of Christ, you know, it's like we've all gotten to a place where we need God to move, and we need God to change everything around us.
We need each other.
And it's only going to come by the miraculous of the Holy Spirit to move and change everything. And so we're in a place where we feel stuck, but there's a move of God coming, and that move of God's going to move through the atmosphere, and the Holy Spirit's going to move through the atmosphere, and it's going to change all of the things that have been going on. And everything around us in one day is going to change. And we're all going to be transformed into what we're called to be. And where we've been stuck, we're going to be racing through the sky. But I think the intercessors from this place where they're coming is going to do great work across our nation.
Thank you, Lord. I'm
going to pray in the spirit now if I... Give me a second. He's saying God is waiting on us to release the kingdom. God is saying, I am walking with you. I am in you and I'm all around you.
Thank you, Father.
Esters are arising and kingdom gifts are being given out. Moving angels are caring for my children right now. They are about to birth 444. All over the earth, and many will be changed, and they will walk with me in ways that they have never been walking before. They are going to go out in the kingdom, in the holiness, and the fire of God's going to come down, and they will begin to heal all around them. All the children will begin to rise up against this, all this iniquity that has been placed around them. And they will begin to speak out oracles of fire through their mouths. The children, look at the children. Watch what I do with the children. Jesus says.
Thank you, Lord.
Peace.
Thank you, Father.
Oh!
Thank you,
Lord. Ramasi, Ramasi, Ale, Hale, 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 Prastami, Antosuchi.
Amen, Joe. Thank you, thank you. Someone else.
I had something.
Okay, Lori, go ahead, and then whoever.
Kristen.
Oh, Kristen's back.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lori, then Kristen.
Yeah, okay. I'm here with Mary and Margaret. We're actually on our way to Tennessee, then Oklahoma. So, today we were stopping for gas, we saw 444, but then we saw 444 again, and we were saying, wow, Mary was like, we gotta look that up. There's gotta be something with 444, and we went to, what was that?
Isaiah 44:4, and
words about our children springing forth.
Ah, there you go. Amen.
Whoever mentioned that 444, that brought it back, because that was the price of the gas. And then we kept seeing it.
Yeah, and then it came up again.
But also, I keep on seeing a string of lights with 13 lights on them, so the 13 colonies, and we're plugged in to the power source, which we know is God, the Holy Spirit. But we all have to stay connected and not get disconnected from each other, because you know, with the string of light, if one light goes out, they all go out. So we just have to stay plugged in, be in unity, and cover each other's backs.
Amen. Amen.
So turn that into a prayer.
So Father, I thank you that Father, you consider us worthy enough to be a light in each state.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we say yes, we will be plugged in. We will not be lone rangers. We will watch for each other, and we have the same power source. And Father, we're so honored to be part of the first 13 states, Father, the colonies. And we just bless you, Lord, and we just worship you. And we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Kristen.
All right, can you hear me all right?
Yes, you're unfrozen.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I keep thinking about the strength of an ox, and every time, you know, it's so much power, you know, the pressure, the cork, you know, Marcia had that word about the push, and I mean, just so much on this call, and then the prayer team. So it says, so I just wanted to read and then just make a decree about the power of the ox being loosed in the 13 colonies, but it's Numbers 23, and it says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and he will not make good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He is blessed, and I cannot reverse it. And God, we just even decree now, God, that what you have blessed can't be reversed. And we just say up and down these 13 colonies, what you have set in motion, it cannot be reversed. And then it goes on and it says, the Lord his God is with him. He's talking about Jacob and Israel. And it says, and the shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt. He has the strength like a wild ox. He has a strength like a wild ox, you know. And then in Proverbs it says, where there are no oxen, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. And so God, we loose, right, we just decree now, God, that the shout of a king is among us. It is among us in every state up and down this East Coast. The shout of a king is among us, and he has the strength of a wild ox. And God, we loose the strength of a wild ox into each one of us, God. And we say, God, we're okay with a messy trough, because we want an increase that comes by the strength of the ox, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
I have something.
Go ahead. Hi, Mary.
Okay. Hello. I actually, when Andrea was speaking in the beginning, I think it was the veins and the blood, and I just saw pathways, and I heard the phrase Underground Railroad, and I believe, and we've talked a lot about that, but a good portion of what the Lord is doing is he's causing a type of an Underground Railroad. It is a covert strategy, a covert pathway that is being established. And when I was thinking about this, in the Underground Railroad, they would have people operating in different territories, and they would do handoffs.
Yep.
So like you said, it's not just one person, and everyone had a part to play, and they knew their part to play. And it was kind of interesting too. They knew where to go. They had a clear direction, and they were very strategic about it. And they were also responsible for bringing many to freedom and undermining that which was a horrible thing in the United States at that time. So I want to decree, Lord, that you would again awaken this. I pray there would be an increase of the discernment and the knowings of God, Lord, within the 13 colonies. Lord, that you would increase just not only what's here represented, but Lord, even those within our sphere of influence, that there would be an increase, Father. Father, I pray for the hearts of many to come into alignment. And Lord, I pray that our discernment would be increased greatly. I pray our perception of and perceiving of where to go and when to go, that we would be your Issachar prophetic people, knowing where we are to stand in the gap. And Lord, I pray and I decree, Lord, that there will be much freedom that will come from the work of this troop. And Lord, that this will be even a model that will cause an increase, Lord, across the United States. Father, we pray that this it's membrane. It's like these this whole infrastructure or vein, just like it's all within a body, that it will continue to grow and to expand. And Lord, it will continue. We don't have to be out in front on television per se, or to be notable to be able to do that which you're calling us to do. But Lord, we can be in that quiet place. And even as Cheryl said earlier, it may not appear like a big deal, but just like JL had a stake in her hand and thwarted the enemy, Lord, that you would use us as well. And we would be used mightily for you, God. And there would be a great freedom that will come to this land. And I even feel, Lord, that not only just redeeming the people, but I feel like we're redeeming the land. And Lord, that there will be a healing, a greater healing to manifest within the land. And I pray, Lord, that that would manifest quickly and in a greater way in the 13 colonies on the East Coast. And Lord, also that it would cause that wave of healing to move across the United States, Lord. We send it, and we send it even now. We send the healing flow of the Lord across the United States. And Lord, may it quicken the people as it goes. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Venner Austin is having a conference tomorrow night and Saturday up in Madison, Wisconsin. And what they're dealing with is the Underground Railroad portal there that many of the slaves went through into Canada. Robert Stagmer was just on here. I think he had to go off for another meeting. We did a meeting with him last year in Maryland with Harriet Tubman's, all of her ancestors, and Willie Jock came before he passed away. And with the Native American anointing from the Iroquois Confederation welcomed them into America. It was very powerful. Kristen was there. It was just a powerful meeting. So this goes along with what you're saying, Mary. And so we decree right now, we decree from Charleston, where the original division took place at Sumter Island, we decree that this network of the Underground Railroad and the redemptive glory vein that was released through that pathway, Lord, we call that glory forth out of that vein. We call it forth. We're there. And Lord, we speak to it and say, come forth now in a unity of the Spirit. Lord, we release an anointing on Venner, on Marty Cassidy Ulmer, that will be speaking there about this too. Lord, we decree in Madison, Wisconsin, all the way down to the tip of Florida, Lord, that there will be a loosing of this freedom pathway in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Woo. I have something.
Oh, sorry. I got Matt and who else?
Christine
and then Matt. Ladies first.
Thanks. On the 444, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. On the 444, I live in North Carolina, but in 2001, we lived in Pennsylvania. When I was at Valley Forge, the Lord started me on a journey about 444. And he started with Ezekiel 44 and the sons of Zadok. And then on Ezekiel 44:4, then he brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the house. And I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell on my face. Mm. And when the Lord gave me that in Valley Forge in 2001, he would made it very clear. And then we lived in California and then moved here, and the Lord brought us back to the 13 colonies. And he said, see, it's funny, see my glory, you will see. And he kept saying that he was going to fill his house with the glory.
Yes.
And we would see it, and we would fall on our face. So the fact that the 444 is coming up again, I declare that it is the here and the now. The glory of the Lord is filling the house of the Lord, and we will fall on our face, and we will worship all through the 13 colonies.
Amen. Go ahead, Matt.
During tongues, I heard the goose is loose. And, you know, the Holy Spirit has been likened to a wild goose. And everybody has just been confirming all that with, I think, all the words that came forth. And there's that maverick anointing that you and John had talked about. And also the discernment aspect. I believe it's to be released in the political, religious, and economic sectors in this nation. And I also saw like a flock of geese converging. I believe it was on Washington, D.C. And, you know, that South Carolina Charleston anointing, I believe, is the anointing to divide soul from spirit. It's the anointing for the sword of the spirit, because Jesus said, I have not come to bring unity, but to divide. And that's dividing the lie from the truth. Mm-hmm. So Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, I just loose the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and that move of the Holy Spirit, like the flock of wild geese into this nation in the political, because we have primaries coming up next week. I don't know if you other states know we have primaries in New Jersey next week, and religious and economic sectors. And we say the goose is loose, and I say honk, honk over America. I think everybody should just shout that.
Yeah. Honk,
honk,
honk, honk, honk
in Jesus' name. The goose is loose, and it will shake loose. Shake forth, break open, and break forth. And people in this nation will not know what it is. They're just going to know that this is God, both saved and unsaved, in Jesus' name. And they will go along with it. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, honk, honk. back to the quarterbacks, too. There's a couple things the Lord gave me. It's a lot of us need to be water boys.
Yep.
And water girls to refresh those that are on the lines, to refresh those that are calling the plays. That's our part, and it's a huge part, because that's part of our ministry here, is bringing people refreshing. This is what the Lord showed me right here. If you don't know what that is, this is a plumb bob.
That's a plumb bob.
And during Pentecost, the plumb line of truth is getting dropped in the center of every state, because truth has to come forth, as you show me this. And we need to be prepared. When Holy Spirit fell, shortly afterward was Ananias and Sapphira. Shortly afterward, Peter was beaten and imprisoned. Shortly afterward, we have to be prepared for that and keep praying for the boldness, because after these things happened, they had a shaking again in Acts 4:31. So 4 comes out to play again. So Father, we want to be prepared for the second shaking too. We thank you. We're in expectation of what you're going to do during this week into Pentecost, but the things to follow, let us be prepared in our hearts and our minds when the plumb bob of truth is set forth, because things are going to shake again in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone else?
I just wanted to say, when Matt was talking about the goose is loose and the Holy Spirit, I know that in Celtic Christianity, the wild goose represented the Holy Spirit. And I think the three geese often represented Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but the wild geese. But Celtic Christianity had that anointing of Elijah with which he really defeated the Baals, the priests, the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. And that was the same anointing that St. Patrick brought to Ireland and started off with the Celtic Christianity that within 30 years, the Druids were overcome. And the rulers of that land, all the kings, became Christians. But Celtic Christianity has the power to defeat those forces of the enemy, to bring in miracles, to bring in the angelic, which I think is something largely beyond what we've seen. So I just want to declare and decree too.
Call it in.
The spirit was just rising up, and I've just been listening, and this has been an amazing time. But there's something going on in me about the wild geese. So we decree and declare that the geese will be freed. They will be set free from where they have been waiting in heaven. They will be loosed into the earth, and specifically into this nation, and specifically into every state of the 13 colonies. And they will bring that power, that freedom of Holy Spirit power, even of that wild ox that operated through Celtic Christianity from St. Patrick on, grew until about 1800, and also in, with Elijah on Mount Carmel against the prophets of Baal. Let that be loosed now
to
this corporate body and to everyone here in the 13 colonies on this team with Cheryl and John.
Amen.
And Chuck and let that be loosed, and let that power come to tread on lions and scorpions in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Richard, you got something?
Yeah, back to the tractor trail with the 24 gears. The scriptures say that God does, he'll send a word by his prophets, and then he'll perform it. Or there's a prophetic act before the real act actually comes. And we had the colony of the caravan of the trail, tractor trailers, that went across America in an attempt to revive patriotism in America. I believe that was a prophetic act, and this tractor trailer that this lady just saw is the real deal. The revival is coming spiritually, and I believe the 24 gears represents 24 hours, whereas it took the tractor trailers days and weeks to cross America. This tractor trailer is going to be able to do in 24 hours what it took them to do to bring back this, to bring to stir up this reawakening and spiritual revival in America. So I think the original caravan of trucks was just a physical act, but what this lady saw is a spiritual is a spiritual result of what's really going to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone mentioned early on about expectancy, and I was reminded of the expectancy we have of Pentecost coming and how the Lord is going to move. And I just wanted to remind us that just as the Lord gives the gifts of the Spirit and gives tongues, diverse tongues, as he wills, he is going to move in a way that he wills, that is different from what we are expecting or what we see even in the Word. I just wanted to share that when I went on a trip with my old church to Israel, we were sitting in the courtyard below the upper room house, and we were waiting for our slot of time to go into the upper room. And the tour groups were backed up. And so we were waiting and waiting, and it looked like we would even miss our time frame because there were just so many people coming to visit in the upper room. And while we were sitting in the courtyard waiting, suddenly there was a mighty rushing wind that came around the wall of the courtyard and came into the courtyard and swirled around our heads as we sat there in the garden waiting for our turn. And so this was our Pentecostal experience. This was our upper room experience. We did not actually get to go there. But I just wanted to say that the Lord does it in his way, and it's a new way, it's a different way. Mm-hmm. And so as we expect and look forward to Pentecost, let us be open to the new way he's going to move in our midst. And we give him all the glory, and we thank him for it in Jesus' name.
Now I want everybody to just put their hand on their wrist and say, Lord, let me be in time in your time.
Yeah.
It's not what we think and when we think and how we think. It's in your time. Lord, let us stay in your time. And I just said this to Cheryl. There's a storm coming right over where we were last week. We had sunny skies every day. Now they're talking about 10 inches of rain, and this storm is going right exactly over where we were. We were in time last week. And so I loose that ability over each one of you right now to stay in time, to stay in time with Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And one other thing I want to say, which I think is stirring in me from Mary. Mary was talking about the Underground Railroad. We are the Underground Railroad of right now. We're the underground hidden intercessors in all these places where people in the original Underground Railroad, they went from slavery to freedom. We are the Underground Railroad right now that I believe is key to bringing people from the slavery of sin into the freedom of Christ. So I loose that ability. I even loose that ability to see that and feel that, the underground current that is moving right now in the 13 colonies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Someone else.
You know, when Joe was speaking, all of a sudden I thought about the smell of popcorn when it's popping. And I kind of had that smell momentarily come to me. The enemy has filled the atmosphere of this nation with the stench of death and defeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I declare and decree in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood that especially in the 13 colonies where God is launching out into the nation and even across the globe, that we would begin to smell that smell of the Holy Ghost explosion that is happening as the fire of God is heating up the prayers that we have prayed and the promises that we have been promised, that Amen. that fragrance of victory would begin to fill our nostrils in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood, and drive out and dissipate and eliminate that stench of death and defeat in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Chris Risto, I saw you trying to plug in. Do you have something?
Yeah, I do. I got a couple things that I got tonight, and I have some other stuff from interceding earlier.
Just give us the main course.
I know. That's what you say. Give you the meat. You want the meat. Okay. I got Numbers 24 tonight. When they were sharing about the hand on the stick shift, I got Numbers 24. Earlier today, he said, declare and decree Psalm 93. I saw a big sheet of metal when we were praying, and I saw like our prayers were like divots in the metal. Like, it's hard to explain, but that's what I saw. And it's like we're almost there. You know, it's like we were punching through. We're not there yet, but we're real close, and we're having an effect because I could see the imprint of our hits on the metal as we were praying. And then during the week I had a dream, and I got the word Halifax. I had no idea what it meant. It has to do with Nova Scotia, and I believe that was wasn't that part of the original colonies at one time?
Yes.
It was going to be the...
It was going to be the 14th.
Yeah.
Okay, so Halifax, Nova Scotia. And that's a very strategic place. Because I was looking it up in the Revolution. So if you go back, because God's not in time. So it goes back to the 1800s, and it has to do with three different wars there. It's a very important place. And so I'm just giving it to you. Sometimes you want the full revelation. I don't always get the full revelation, okay. You know? So I give it, I'm submitting
yeah,
it.
No, absolutely.
You know, Halifax, you know? So God, I just thank you that you have your eyes, your ears on the 13 colonies. And that I'm just so grateful, Lord, to be part of what you're doing, and that we're making an impact, just like with that piece of metal, Lord, we're having an impact, and we have expectation for when we break all the way through that thing. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Now let me say, Chris, I heard the word rivets, not divots. You said divots. I heard the word rivets, and I saw it like on these squares on this Zoom, that God is connecting us and riveting us, just like metal fabrication coming together. And so I lose the ability to be connected in proper alignment where we're supposed to be connected in Jesus' name. Sharon, were you trying to plug in?
Yeah, I just declare that the moisture in the kernel of the popcorn produces a divide that transforms. And back to that moisture changes the scientist in me, you know, pop. It changes the whole structure.
Yeah.
It brings transformation. Mm-hmm. And then back to Deborah, the robin to me is always a harbinger. It's always a calling, not just of spring, but it's a harbinger. And I've been watching over a word in, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, for somehow Chuck said the Carolinas and the Eastern Seaboard, meaning the 13 colonies, would connect with Korea. And it came back to me tonight, Deborah. I thought maybe Trump went across the line, you know, and met the guy and whatever. But I've been watching over this word that Chuck gave. Anyways.
Amen. Well, somebody got something? We're going to wind this down. We don't want to have everybody.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I keep hearing the Lord say that he is about to release strategies with precision. And the Lord said that it's in that precision, it's going to be the precision of timing, the precision of speed, the precision of being aligned with the proper other teams, and the precision of our spiritual eyesight to be able to see the target. So I just say, Lord, in Jesus' name, let it be unto us according to your will. Prepare us for the strategies with precision, that we would hit every target and every mark in Jesus' name.
Amen. Go ahead, Betty.
I keep hearing about connection. And earlier when we started, I heard connective tissue. And I looked up connective tissue, and it says tissue that supports, protects, and gives structure to other tissues and organs in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, I just thank you, and I decree, I ask that you activate the connective tissue within the body of Christ, and starting with the 13 colonies, activate that connective tissue, that we would be more connected and give us strategy in that connection, and what that means to be connected in a greater way.
Yeah. Amen. That's a good word. That's a good word. Now, Sharon, I want to ask you if you can send me that word, if you can find it.
Yeah, I have it, and Julie Turk has it too.
Okay. I'll get it. Thank you. All right. Well, we're gonna we're going to close down. We've had you on here for an hour and 20 minutes. It's been so powerful.
I love
tonight.
You guys. I'm telling you,
man. It's been powerful. So thank you for coming on. Keep praying. We'll connect with you in 2 weeks. I'll email again with another gathering in 2 weeks. And just send us anything you get, because we use all of it.
It pieces together.
Here's one more thing. And Richard, you don't know this. I just emailed it to you if you're still on. This morning on the radio, they announced a popcorn shortage because they are paying the farmers money to not grow it, but to grow soybean instead. I mean, I sent you the article. I sent it to you. You can Google it, everybody. That was this morning on the radio. It came out yesterday.
Thank you, Lord.
So.
Well, God bless you. You're my tribe.
Amen.
I mean, we just love this connection. I love the revelation flowing back and forth from all directions. And all I can say is, Ungawa. Oh. Be blessed, everybody.
We should be honking.
Yeah. We could honk. And Maverick's partner was Goose.
Maverick's partner was Goose.
Good night. Thank you, Lord.
Even me.
That was awesome.
Good night. God bless everyone.
That was awesome.
The Lord is with us.
Amen.
Hi.
See you.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Father.
Bye. Get home safe.
Can you believe that in that movie? Maverick's partner was Goose. In the movie we saw yesterday. The nickname, his flying partner was Goose. That was his call sign, Goose.
Wow.
I mean, everything went to, it just is amazing to me.
Good movie?
You have to see the movie.
Go see the movie. It's very prophetic because they had to go by their inner self to fly in this gully that they had to fly in. They couldn't do it by intellect. They had to feel the spirit, in other words, to do it. And it was really very prophetic movie. Very prophetic. So yeah, it's called Top Gun Maverick. It was clean too. Clean movie. All right. We love you all. See you later.
Love you too.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye.
Good meeting.